Hello, welcome, and namaste. So let's start our class today with a lie down. So roll your mat out and meet it with yourself fully. Take your time and observe how you get to your mat. And how you feel when you're there. And then settle into it. Settle into your mat, meet it and greet it. Keep your whole attention and focus on what's happening, where you touch the floor, how long it takes you to settle. And from that settling of the body, bring your attention to your breath. There it is. It's always there. Just notice what it's doing right now. It's just in and out, the same as it always is, but not quite the same. Where is it? Where is it in your body? And how is it? How is it? No judgments. Just be very close to your breath and feel where it ripples through your body. You might not be able to feel this right now. It might be a bit stiff and not wanting to come out yet. So feel your body on the floor, where it touches the floor, where it melts into the floor, and when there's a bit of resistance. Ah, and sigh, sigh out. It always helps. Just sigh out. Oh. And then bend your knees. Put your feet flat to the floor and simply feel again. And really push your feet down into the floor so they completely connect with the ground. And keeping them planted there, just push them away from you. The feet are staying planted. It's really your knees that are pushing away. Position your head so that it's in the middle of your spine and your chin is tucked down a little bit, not grossly, just a little. The back of your head is in the middle. Mine always tilts off to the left, always, when I'm sitting or lying. And I didn't know until I really started to notice. But it does tilt off to the left and it feels funny when it's put back straight. So just feel where yours is. Chin tucked down. Relax your face. And just feel where your breath is right now. Where is it? What's it doing? Now, on your next suitable breath in, wait for it, wait for your breath, but when it's ready to come in, lift your arms up towards the ceiling so that they're pointing up to the ceiling. On the breath in, breathe in, lift. And then on the breath out, open your arms wide. Breathe in again and take your arms back up to the ceiling. On your out-breath, take your arms back behind you. Breathe in and point your arms up to the ceiling. Breathe out, arms wide. In up to the ceiling. Arms back down to the sides. Breathe in. Arms go up to the ceiling. Breathe out, your arms go wide. Can you feel your breath, where it is in your body, and it changes? And in up to the ceiling. Breathe in, breathe out, drop your shoulders. Lift your arms up again. Breathe out, take your arms back down to the starting position. Feel your breath change. Breathe in, up to the ceiling. Breathe out, arms wide. Breathe in, up to the ceiling. You can reach them up. Drop your shoulders. Breathe out, arms wide. We're just mixing it up a little bit here, just so that it keeps you focused. Breathe in, arms go up to the ceiling. Breathe out, take your arms right back behind your head. Breathe in, arms up to the ceiling. Breathe out, take your arms right down to the starting position. Now, breathe in, point the arms up to the ceiling. Drop your shoulders. Feel your breath change. Just simply breathe. Now, little breath in. Take your right arm behind your head and your left arm down towards your feet as you breathe out. And then breathe in. Arms are up to the ceiling. As you breathe out, the other leg goes down and the other arm goes back, cross-crawling. Breathe in up to the ceiling. One arm goes back behind your head and the opposite leg goes down towards the floor. And in, up to the ceiling. And the other side, the other diagonal. Now it's cross-crawling. So just do a few of these. Were you paying attention to how you breathed? And then settle down. And just be there. Now take your right arm back behind your head and see if you can feel your breath in your right side. Try covering your left nostril with a left finger. Don't push it too hard, but just stop the flow of the breath in the left side. And just feel the breathing in the right side. Feel the breath in the right nostril. Feel the breath in the whole of the right side of the body. How does it feel? breathing in the left side and keeping the left nostril closed, lower your right arm down and keep feeling and keep breathing consciously and let go of your nostril. Breathe fully through both nostrils. And then take the left arm back. Feel the breath in the left side, not covering your nostril immediately. Just feel the breath in the left side. And then cover the right nostril. And feel your breath moving in and out. Usually you will find that one side is more open the other, you can breathe more easily. Not always, but sometimes. So keeping your nostril closed, bring the arm down, keep breathing in, let go of your nostril. Both nostrils are open. How does your breath feel? How does it feel? If your knees aren't bent, just bend your knees. And let's just arch. Just feel the arch of your back. And as you just lift into the arch, you just come up a little bit onto your shoulders and your sacrum. It's an arch. And then gently push that arch into the floor. Bring your pubic bone towards your face. On your breath out, a gentle breath out. And now gently lift your pelvic floor. It's right inside you and it's very subtle lift. It's not a tightening, it's a lifting inside, it's a pulling up inside. So you can just let your breathing be natural as you do this. And then go down to the floor, arch, curl, lift inside, lift. It's inside, it's right inside, and it's a pulling up. It's not a drawing in. It's a gentle pulling up. It's ever so subtle, but the benefits of this exercise are huge. They're huge, mentally, spiritually, physically, and then down. And as you come down, your arch comes down first, and then your sacrum, and then you're down. And then just do a few of those. You can, if you wish, lift a bit higher into a bridge if you want to explore. But remember, the exploring is inside. It's the inside of that lift. And it might be different if you're a bit higher, a bit lower. But it's the inside that you're exploring. Not a grasping pull, it's a lifting. And it's not how high we can get our bridge. We're looking for the subtleties. So take it on the subtle level, not forcing it. The lifting is up, not a squeeze. Lift towards your face and without holding your breath. Just let your breath come naturally. And see if you can hold the pelvic floor lift with your breath just coming in and out. And then let your back come to the floor. Let your pelvic floor release. Just do a little arch and a curl. It's gentle and it's just rocking backwards and forwards, enlivening the spine and your energy. And then draw one knee in and feel it. As you pull it in, where are you feeling it? And then bring the other knee in. And feel it gently. Go for the subtleties. And then stretch one leg out with your foot flexed. Bring it back and the other leg goes out and back. And no hurry here. It's a cycling movement. And perhaps do four cycles to one breath in and four cycles to one breath out. So you don't have to do one for each movement and you don't have to go fast. Just breathe in, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four, all the time, cycling, pushing your feet away. And notice how your breath is. Is it difficult? And then can you clasp your hands behind your head and lift your head up too and cycle? And if you don't want to, it's all right. Just cycle, but breathe easily, but notice your breath. Sometimes it's easier to count. Some people don't like counting. Let your head go down, the back of the head in the middle. Relax your shoulders, keep cycling, keep breathing. Let your feet go flat to the floor. Feel where your breath is now. And then let your knees go over to the left. Put your hands to the floor. Push. And bring yourself up to sitting and then to standing. So we're in Tadasana. If you can look at it, look at your Tadasana and bring your hands into Namaste. So we can feel our Tadasana, but sometimes our feelings tell lies. Do your feelings of your Tadasana correspond to how it looks? Your feet are grounded, your toes are open. Feel your feet in the floor, give them a bit of rub into the floor. Ground yourself into the floor. Your shoulders are back and down. And the whole body, the whole being, your whole being is open and strong. And an easy breath, belly rising and falling. Is it, or have you held your belly in and stopped your breath? And then make little fists with your hands. Put them at your heart. Lift your arms up and wide open. And then bring your elbows together as you curl in. Tuck your chin in. So it's open, fists with your hands. And curl in and tuck your head in. And do a few rounds here. Your breath will be louder and stronger, a more pumping action. Pumping your breath and enlivening your spine and your energy. And carry on, but open your arms wider in an opening to the sun. And as you breathe out, bring your arms down and send them back behind you. So do a few of those. Breathe in, arms go up and back. And as you breathe out, your arms come down and then just go back behind you. Then let your arms drop to your side. And then bring your hands to your shoulders and let them drop. Breath in no particular order, just letting it be. Just bringing your hands up to your shoulders and down. Letting them flop down. Breath in, shoulders and out. It's a swinging action. And then change it into a twisting action. So you're flinging your arms round. Feeling the spine rotating. And then do any kind of side bend that suits you. Maybe a flowing one, if you want to do an open one, just side bend to one side and the other. And then breathe in again, arms up again to welcome the sun, feel the sun energy dropping into you. And then breathe out. Take your arms down towards the floor. Slow it down. Bend your knees. Bring your arms up, 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 up and wide. Lovely back bend. Open to the sun. You might need to breathe more there. Just notice whether you do. It's fine. Breathe out. Bring your arms down, down, down towards the floor. If you have any eye problems and you don't like having your head hanging down, just bring them to your knees instead. And then breathing in your time, open to the sun. Feel the back bend, feel the sun on your face. And breathe out down towards the floor. Slow it down. And one more, opening up. And as you come down, stay there. Feel your breath. What's it doing? Relax your back. Your back will open here. Where is your breath? What's it doing? Soften. Feel. Is your breath in and out through your nose or through your mouth? Be there. Be in it. Be in it, feel. And step forward into a down dog. Hands flat to the floor, front of your mat, feet behind you, at the back of your mat. And rest here a moment and feel your breath. Where is it? Has it changed? Has it moved? Down dog. Feel your breath. And then paddle your feet. Come up on your toes. Come up on one set of toes and then the other set of toes. Just paddle your feet, moving the energy up your legs. You're in down dog now. If you rock forward, that's an up dog. It's like a hanging cobra. Just see how we can do here with up dog, down dog. And then come down to your knees and rock forward and draw backwards. Draw backwards. Rock forward, lift your heart, you're on your knees. Pull back. Feel your back spread as you pull back. forward and back. You're not trying to go anywhere. You're not trying to get the highest cobra or sink back to your heels. Or maybe you go back to your heels easily. And if you do, that's great. And if you don't, that's great. So rock forward and back. And where's your breath now? And what do you think this is doing? What do you think it's doing? That's it. And then can you come to all fours? And reach your hands forward. And then fold your arms. And let your head drop towards the floor. Let your belly, let your heart sink towards the floor. Anahatasana. Melting heart. Now your head might want to rest on your arms. It might want to rest on the floor. You might want to stretch your arms out. So have a wriggle and a feel what feels right. You can have your arms stretched out. You can have your arms folded. You can have your head on your arms. Or your head on the floor. The idea of it is a little back bend and your heart melting to the floor. Relax your jaw and feel now where your breath is. Feel now. Now take your time, come back to sitting on your heels with your knees bent if that's comfy, or stretch your legs out if it's not. So we're upright sitting and relax your shoulders, give them a roll. And turn your head. Give some neck rolls. And feel. Necks get ever so tight. Feel how your neck feels. And then can you grip the back of your neck? It's like the scruff of your neck. And it's a really firm grip. Squeeze. Squeeze the scruff of your neck. Squeeze, squeeze, and then nod up and down, holding the scruff of your neck tight. Just nod up and down, slowly, slowly, gently. Keep the firm grip because it'll slip. Then take your head from side to side. It's like saying no, but not shaking. Head side to side. You can change hands if one's hand's hurting. Keep the grip because it'll slip, it will. And then nod and shake. A few nods, a few shakes. And then let go and check with a neck roll to see if it feels easier. And then wherever you are, sit tall and twist. Take a twist to one side Feel your neck. Feel your twists. Drop your shoulders. How's your breath in a twist? Twist to the other side. What's going on? Usually after that gripping, your neck feels much easier. It's a good thing to do daily. And then another twist to the first side. And another twist to the second side. And come back. Pause. Two really conscious breaths, just noticing consciously, not particularly making them any deeper, just noticing. And then slide your hands forward and you're on your belly. And put your hands, one on top of each other if you want, or down by your side. But put your forehead onto something hard, onto either the floor or your hands, so that that centre point between your eyes, which is a great pressure point for releasing tension and saying slow down and cool down. You're just there. Let your belly relax underneath you. Let it hang out. Feel your breath. What's it doing? All the time. Now we're going to come into a cobra. So take your hands where you think you might like them, where it's usual for you. It might not be the same today. And on a suitable out-breath, when you're just breathing out, bring yourself up into a cobra. So don't press on your hands straight away. Use your back muscles to lift you up and stay there for 5 breaths. Don't go to your extreme. When you've done your 5 breaths, come down. Middle of your forehead on the floor. A couple of breaths here. And then on your next suitable out-breath, come up again and feel the difference. 5 breaths. You might come up higher. You might drop down lower. Wriggle into it. 5 breaths in this cobra. Feel the changes in your body. Feel your neck. You can move your neck if you want. You can have a look round. Cobras do. After 5 breaths, come down to your pressure point on your forehead. Feel the changes in your body, in your breath. And come up on your next out breath. Last cobra. Nothing else matters. Except being here, now, this cobra, this shape, there might be some tremblings. Is it energy moving or is it too intense? 5 breaths. 5 breaths. Come down after your fifth breath. Let go. And then come up to all fours, just all fours, and roll your back round, make figure eight, side to side, breathing and feeling. You just on your knees, rolling round. What are you feeling? What are you feeling? What's your breath feeling? Is it moving? And then we're going to do a cat twist. So we're on all fours. If your knees are suffering or getting grumpy, then just do a twist from sitting, any kind of a twist, or from lying down if you want. If your knees are getting grumpy. So if you put your left hand into the middle of your mat, and then the right arm goes right up to the sky, and you look at it. And then that hand that's in the sky, you thread it down and through and under your left arm. And then your head goes to the floor. And the left arm goes behind your back. And settle into it. You come back to all fours. You might want to wriggle. And then you do the other side. So your right hand goes into the middle and your left arm goes up to the sky, opening up. No tension. And then the arm in the sky comes down. It threads under the other arm. The other arm bends a bit as your head goes down to the floor. Your right arm goes behind your back. And you come back. And then can you sink into pose of the child? If you don't like pose of the child, just sit. Observe your breath. In pose of the child, you can often feel your breath in your back. It's very nice. Where can you feel your breath? Be with it. Your mind will say, oh, I've got much more important things to do. You haven't. Your breath is the most important thing at this moment. Now we're going to do a mudra. Which really, it's a breathing mudra and it really brings your focus into your breath. Now it is from kneeling. So if you find kneeling difficult, put a block or a bolster or a cushion between your heels and your bottom so that you can settle down kneeling. And your knees want to be just a little bit apart, perhaps a hand width apart. If your knees aren't allowing you to kneel at all, just sit quietly or lie down in any way you want to. If you're all right on your knees, Find your comfortable position so it's not sinking back into pose of the child. You're kneeling. Your heels are, your bottoms touching your heels or something in between it. And then you put your right elbow against your right knee and your hands pointing forward. So your right elbow is pushing against your right knee. And then your left elbow pushes against your left knee and your hands are pointing forward. And then you look forward. Now this lifts your heart. Now we're here, are you comfy? And we're going to take 10 breaths in and out. 10. And the breaths will change. And just watch what your breath does and feel where it is. There's no right or wrong. The wrong thing is if you drop your head. If you look down at the floor, you really need to lift your heart up and look forward. You won't die if you drop your head. It's not that critical. It's just that you need to be in the right position to be able to feel your breath. So 10 breaths. When you've done your 10 breaths, just bring yourself up, stretch your legs, and feel your breath. Relax your face. And then get ready for Shavasana, for your relaxation. Lying down, do everything that you normally do. You can have your knees bent or your legs stretched out. You can have a bolster under your knees. You can have a blanket. Anything that you do for your Shavasana. But feel the middle of your head melting into the floor. You're not holding it up on your neck. And your shoulders are dropping down. Don't force them down. They will go on their own. They will go. If you take your attention there, they will drop. Feel the palms of your hands tingling. Feel your jaw relaxed. Have you decided where you want your legs? Are they happy there? And your breath's there, and it's actually breathing you. Feel where it is right now. There's nowhere to go here. Feel the different parts of your body starting to melt down, starting to spread. The freeing of the breath is making space for your energy to move. Can you feel it all over your body or not? Where can you feel your breath? Now, give your hands a little rub. Not fiercely, just a little gentle togetherness. And then put them over your eyes. And feel the warmth of your hands nourishing and healing. And then slide your hands down over your throat. Feel the warmth of your hands. Feel your breath. Feel your body melting. And slide your hands down a bit more to just below your collarbones. Relax your shoulders. And then come to your heart. And which is the warmest? Is the heart warming you? Or are you warming your heart? Can you feel your breath here? Can you feel your heartbeat? Slide your hands down to your abdomen. Let the elbows rest to the floor. Shoulders are relaxed. Then put your thumb tips together and the index fingers together, the index tips of the index fingers together, and your thumb tips are at the navel and your index fingers at the pubic bone. Other fingers just spreading out. This is Yoni Mudra. And just be here. Be here. And then slide so that your hands are sort of in the creases at the top of your legs and your hands are on your thighs. Totally aware of the whole moment, of the whole movement, of all your breath, of all your body. And then can you bring yourself to sitting? Anywhere, anyhow? and be comfortable. And you'll be the most comfortable for the longest period if you feel grounded. Get grounded. Put what's on the floor into the floor. And let your spine be upright and your head floating off your shoulders. As your awareness travels up your body, feel how your shoulders automatically move back and down. And your heart's open to the world. Settle into it and become still. Your breath's breathing you, and you are totally aware, your face is relaxed, eyes are super soft. Feel the peace in you and around you, and pay attention to how that feels. And then let the peace spread out from you, out into the world, knowing that we're doing what we can to promote peace on the planet. Peace radiate out like ripples on a pool. And thank you. Namaste. See you next time.